107.3 WAAF, Little Stone Temple Pilots. It's Neanderthal, joined by Corey Taylor, who is...
The world's going to hell, man. What are you talking about? Are you serious?
You are the happiest guy, considering the amount of caffeine you've already taken in, and you've been stuck in traffic. You got a sold-out show tonight, and you're in one of the most brutal bands in the history of the sport, yet... You're Captain Happy today.
I'm pretty good.
You're a pretty optimistic guy.
I'm pretty
guy.
Happy dude. Look at me. How could you not be happy? I'm hot. I'm sexy as hell.
Yeah, there's that.
I got a smooth, svelte voice.
Yeah.
I make the chicks croon.
Yeah.
You know, swoon, whatever. I croon, they swoon.
And
I don't know if any of that is true, but I believe it.
And your personal life just... Your personal life just got a little bit better. You just found your dad, huh?
Yeah, I just found my dad.
How cool was that?
That's amazing.
Was he behind the couch?
He was actually, we keep him in the cellar. And
yeah.
I forgot he was there, and I went upstairs. Dad, what are you doing? We're eating. Come down, you know.
No, seriously, tell people what happened. This is a pretty cool thing.
This is very cool. My wife Scarlett, who I love very much, she knew I'd been, you know, kind of fighting this whole thing for a long time. You know, it's been a big source of... like pain in my life, you know, because I just never knew what happened, and the people who did know wouldn't tell me.
So you were raised for a single parent.
I was raised by my mom, quote unquote.
Which is a lot of people, and again, a lot of people. This is more the norm than the exception now. The single parent thing, the divorced parent thing.
Yeah, but at least in that situation, a lot of people get to know their other parent.
Yeah.
You know, I never knew his name. I didn't know what he looked like. I didn't know him, and my wife. Kind of got fed up, got in my wife's face a little bit, which was really cool, and didn't tell me about it. And all of a sudden, I get a letter in the mail from my mom, who basically, she gives me all the information on my dad that she knows, like, from that time.
So you grew up, your mom just basically, your dad wasn't part of your life?
My dad
stuff.
Was not a part of my life. Like,
and that was not by his choice?
That was not by his choice, that I found out later. Like, right. I thought he just skipped out, and it was just like, I don't care.
Yeah.
And that's why my mom didn't want to talk about it. But my mom pushed my dad out of my life, because she was like, I'm going to raise him on my own. I don't need your help. I don't want your child support. I don't care. This is my son. And we're going to do this together. Which, you know, on my mom's part, you know, she's a very strong woman, but she really had no right to do that.
Sure.
And so my dad went out, and he joined the Navy, like, right after that, and was in the Navy for 22 years. And he worked on submarines and whatnot. And he was stationed all over the world. And my mom sends me his name and whatnot. So my wife immediately goes to work. She, like, goes down to our local library, starts doing research on him. She calls, she gets all this information. She calls a private investigator, private detective, to find him. And 4 days later, he found him.
4 days?
4 days, man. The dude was awesome. Like, insanely awesome.
A private detective can find Corey Taylor's father in 4 days.
But we can't find Osama bin Laden.
Go figure.
How does that happen? Yeah.
Well, that's cool, but you know what? You're smiling about all of this. Did this cause like tension between you and your mom or anything like
no,
that? Or
is
it cool?
Well,
like, you guys all resolved it?
Me and my mom have been strained for a while.
Yeah.
It's a weird situation. I don't want to get into it,
right.
But I always felt very alone in my life, you know? I mean, you know, and that kind of was alleviated when my son was born and, you know, I got married and I got sober, especially.
Yeah.
And, but when I found my dad, the first time I talked to my dad, I was on tour in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
And I got on the phone with him, and we must have cried for about an hour, man. Like,
pussy.
It was just very, very heavy. Hey, you can call me a pussy all you want, but I found my dad. You can kiss my ass.
I wish I could have got rid of my dad. I'm the other side of the coin.
Well,
I knew my dad. I wish he would have gone away.
You can come meet my dad. My dad's
cool.
Awesome.
That's
you know?
Cool. I don't eat much, and I'm housebroken.
My dad lives in San Diego right now.
Nice.
He's thinking about moving.
Why?
But he's just been there. He's been there for a long time. They've been there for about 15 years.
Yeah.
And all the kids, I have two half-brothers and a half-sister.
That you didn't even know about?
I had no idea about. Which
See,
is
now,
really cool. Man.
I hope you've got some money now, because they're all going to be putting the touch on you. Or
oh, yeah.
Tickets
well,
or
see, that's
VIP.
Why I'm saving up, because I basically have to save my family at a moment's notice all the time.
Superhero.
So I am a super duper hero.
Outstanding.
And but yeah, man, like I flew out. As soon as I got home from South America, me and my wife flew out to San Diego, and I got to hang out with my dad, man. It was the best time I've ever had in a long time.
I heard, the way the story I heard was when your dad found out, he was your dad.
Yeah.
He like went to a neighbor's house and asked if they had kids, and I go, hey, do you ever heard of Slipknot?
Well, yeah, it's kind of funny. So my wife gets off the phone with him, yeah, right? And him and his wife are going, like, walking down the street to go get some ice cream or whatnot.
Yeah.
And their next-door neighbor is some kid. He's, like, about 20, 21, right?
Yeah.
And he looks at him, and he sees, you know, he's kind of wearing, like, the dark clothes and whatnot. And he goes, hey, do you know Slipknot? You ever heard the band Slipknot? And the kid flipped out. He's like, yeah, dude, they rule. The singer's awesome. Oh, yeah. And my dad, I guess, just lit up with, like, this just very proud, you know.
And then
just,
did he call you back and go, there's been a mistake. I'm not your dad.
We can't talk. I actually had sex with your mom before, like a year before, so I couldn't be me.
Yeah,
you know?
Wasn't me. Wasn't me. It was some other guy.
Wasn't me. Yeah.
So, Corey, you're in town tonight playing Sold Out over at the Palladium.
Yeah.
It's nice to have Slipknot back in town. You got the live CD out, just came out last week.
Yeah.
For those people. And you also, we got some stuff taped from when you could play it at the Songhurst Arena that we can play a little bit later on.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But we were lamenting during the commercials about the state of radio. And I thought, well, why not end my career now and let Corey rail on about it? How do you feel about, I mean, let's face it, Slipknot is probably the most commercially accepted brutal band on Earth right now.
Yeah,
you
by
and,
far.
And System of a Down probably are the two
yeah.
like most, I want to say, non-commercial or unexpected commercial successes.
Yeah.
How does that feel, or what does it make you feel like when you see going across the United States radio stations no longer playing your kind of music anymore? They all seem to be pussing out and flipping out.
Well, it's funny that you bring up pussy, because like a lot of it has to do with people who don't want to take chances in their lives anymore.
Yeah.
You know? The funny thing is, and we were just talking to me and Phil Queso. Phil Queso, ladies and gentlemen, right here.
Phil
with
is the record geek.
Beads hanging off his chin.
Yeah. He's a record executive.
We really don't know what he's trying to say with that, but I think you can infer what you want.
It's
there.
Probably a handle.
Anyway. We were talking about this, and it's really come down to the fact that people, you know, people in a management level yeah. don't think about music as music anymore. It is a quantity. It's
product.
It's definitely product. They look at the reason that a lot of stations are going classic rock right now is because those songs are tried and true.
Yeah.
They know. Excuse me.
You all right over there?
They know. Well, this is how passionate I am about it. I get all worked up, and then I puke.
A little acid, yeah.
They know that those songs are going to guarantee listeners whatever, you yeah. know? Never mind the fact that it basically kicks new music in the Jimmy. Yeah. Never mind the fact that it's turning off the young generation who want to listen to new music, and they're going straight to satellite. Never mind the fact that, you know, people like the younger generation, there's a whole different product that is there. Like, and I'm not talking about music. I'm talking about, like, advertising and whatnot. Well, that's going to be pulled. You know, there's a whole reason. There's a huge reason that people aren't listening to radio anymore. It's because the management and the program directors, for the most part, are switching sides. They're playing stuff that's already... They had to earn their way on the radio. You know, just like we have to earn our way on the radio. But now they're basically saying, well, you guys don't matter. Nobody wants to hear new music anymore. Meanwhile, hundreds of thousands, like almost millions of people are switching to satellite radio to hear new music. And it's pathetic, man. It's like how do you talk about this without just screaming expletives?
Well, the reason why I mention this, because when you sat down, I said, all right, you know, what do you want? You want to play some music? You're like, yeah, let's play some music. And I go, okay, I got your new single. I can play your single. And you said to me immediately, I don't want to hear my own music.
Yeah.
I want to hear something else. And I said, well, what do you want to hear? First two bands came out of your mouth, Motley Crue.
And Motorhead.
Bands that don't get played on
they
the radio.
They don't get played on the radio. And it sucks, man. Like, you know, all
yeah,
the bands that I love.
They'd be considered classic rock bands now.
They would, but, you know, what those bands, well, Motorhead, no. Motorhead, you'll never hear Motorhead on a classic rock station, ever. Even if it was Ace of Spades, they'll play like the first bars of it
yeah.
and be like, oh my God, that's the devil, and they'll shut it off. Crew, they'll only play Crew if it's in the last 10 years. They
really?
Won't play the Crew that I grew up with.
Yeah.
They won't play the Crew that I love,
yeah.
you know, like the first three albums. They won't play that unless they really have to and unless it's like after 3 a.m. when I'm in bed because I've got to get up with my kids. And that sucks, man. You know, you're gonna take the choice out of my hands and basically tell me that I can't listen to the music that I want to hear. Well, then screw you. We're gonna leave. We're going to go somewhere else so we do get to hear the music that we want to hear, you know? And you can take care of all the 50-somethings and the 60-somethings all you want. It doesn't mean that your job's going to get any easier. It's going to get worse.
Wow. Can I just say for the record that between 7 and midnight every night on WAAF, you can hear Motley Crue pre-rehab.
That rules!
And every night from 11 to midnight.
Pre-rehab!
Monday through Friday, you get Harder, Faster, where you can hear a lot of bands that other radio stations won't even touch.
That is awesome. That's why I love AAF. That's why I love this station.
Mike Shue just comes in, he just comes in to pimp his show.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you get... people get the impression that AAF doesn't play any of that stuff. They
No.
I can play some of that stuff at night on Harder, Faster
exactly.
and stuff like that.
Exactly.
I can play Motorhead right now.
Oh, please do.
I dare you.
Let's do it. Yes!
Huh? There you go, Corey, for you.
That's awesome.
Because we love you.
Well, I love you too.
It's WAAF.